Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lulei Nishmas, Sara Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. Today we find ourselves in Masechta Nida. We are in Perek Yud Mishnayos Hey and Vav. This is the penultimate day of the study of Masechta Nida Mishnayos. The Mishnah begins. Ha'isha Shemesa V'yatza Mimena Revi'is Dam. Let's say you have a woman who dies and she emits a Revi'is Dam, which is enough of a size to be able to convey a sense of Tumah in of itself. So, we're not sure. We think we place the stringencies of both the Tumas Meis and the Tumah of Nida on top, and so therefore, on top of this blood. And so therefore, it's going to have a Tumas Kesem, it's going to be able to stain like a Nida, but also, if the blood is there by itself, it's going to have a sense of Tumas Ohel as well. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eina Metame Mishum Kesem, Nation Ekar Mishem Esa. Rabbi Yehuda is going to say, what are you talking about? She's not going to be Tame Mishum Kesem. We know what this blood is from. This blood is from the fact that she died. And so therefore, it's not going to be a problem with Tumas Kesem. Umodu Rabbi Yehuda B'Yosheva Salam Mashmer Omesa. If the woman died on the birthing stool, and then the Revias Dam came, over there we can assume that that's going to have a Tumas Nida. So Amar Rabbi Yossi, Lefikach Eina Metame Be Ohel, Rabbi Yossi says that's why she's not going to be able to be Metame through Tumas Ohel in that situation. In other words, Rabbi Yossi disputes Rabbi Yehuda's view that the Dam that flows to the woman who dies in childbirth is going to be both Dam Nida and Dam Tumas Meis. He says, if it's Tuma blood, it's going to be Tuma blood of Nida. And if we don't give it the status of Nida, then it can have Tumas Ohel. Barishono Hayuomer, once upon a time, they used to say, Hayosheves al Dam Tohar, Haysa Ma'ar al Mayim lePesach. They used to say that the woman who was in the days of her Yemei Tohar, in other words, after she had a child, we assume that there are Yemei Tumah, a week for a baby boy and 2 weeks for a baby girl. And then there are 33 days of Yemei Tohar for a baby boy and 66 for a baby girl. And so once upon a time, they assumed that a woman who's in that middle 33 or 66 day period, right, that she only has the status of a Tvul Yom, of a Sheni L'tumah, who conveys Tumah to Truma and Kachim, but not to people or Kalim. So they used to say, such a woman, she would be able to pour water for the carbon Pesach. That's how little her status of Tumah was. But Chazru Lomar, they came back and they said, Hare Kamaga Tumas Meis L'Kachim, Kedivri Beis Hillel, she would be considered like the status of somebody who was touched by somebody who was an avantoma. In other words, she would be a rishon according to Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai is even stricter. Beis Shammai omrim avket meis, we treat her like an avantoma. And so if she touches something, a tevul yom has the status of a rishon. We'll stop here and we'll continue with this idea when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic day.